case, please.
The next case under old business is 11753. Shaheeb LLC seeks a variance from the front yard setback, section 115-82B of the Sussex County Zoning Code, and this was tabled at the last meeting.
What's that table for?
I'm sorry.
Just consideration, I think.
Yeah.
It, I'll tell you one thing that you know, kept hearing that, you know, needed more freeze or refrigeration space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would appear by the survey that they presented that the proposed expansion is bigger than the existing store. The biggest concern I have is that I did hear them say deliveries would be at the front. And we're already looking at a 20-foot variance.
Right.
Because it should be sitting back 60 feet, and it's only sitting back 40 feet. So
they did comment that all their parking would be on the side. Is that correct?
That the deliveries would be made in the front.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as far as unloading and, you know, coming in.
I mean, I understand they can't go more into the rear because of the septic.
There where the curbing is drawn,
mm-hmm.
That 20 feet, is that to the
curb?
That's to the edge of
I
the
would
curb.
Say to the edge of the curb, yeah. And then to the property line, it appears 40 feet according to the survey.
And then you've got a 5-foot wide dedication, which is inside the property line, correct?
Mm-hmm.
But
so, you know, that would make that 35 feet if they did widen.
But he's also saying this addition is going to be the same extension is going to be the same distance from the road as this building in.
Right.
And then also was the parking. I think it was another. I didn't look down. Was another issue too, Mr. Mann.
Yeah, I mean, right now as it exists, you know, I don't see. I mean, deliveries, I don't think would be a problem. But now, when they start putting in the curbing and limiting space there, that's just a concern. I wasn't totally convinced that it wasn't created by the applicant,
mm-hmm.
In that the amount of expansion they're asking for. I can appreciate if they needed expansion just for refrigeration, you know, cool walk-in cooler or reach-in or whatever kind of coolers, but it appears to me that they're almost, well, they're certainly better than 100% increase in the store size, if not 150 to 200.
Currently 1,524 square feet, and the addition itself is 3,385 according
right.
to survey.
Right, so that's 200% increase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's building another store. That's not refrigeration space. And again, you know, if they were able to meet the setback, of course that's what the big problem is meeting the setback.
Right.
if they were wider, or if, you know, deliveries were going to be somewhere else, but they're going to be right there in the front, curbing. I mean, if a delivery truck pulled up there in the front, that's certainly going to limit.
Going to restrict customer access.
Yeah. I guess they're, you know, if you consider deliveries are probably made during the day and purchases more at night.
Right.
But
yeah, I'm thinking that would be the case, and it would be.
That was my main concern.
I don't know if we could reduce it down anyway to meet the setback, could he?
Yeah, he could.
I mean, to get what he wants, I don't know if he could reduce that much or not to meet the setback.
He could. It appears that he could double the size of the store and still meet the setback requirement on the new addition.
The new addition?
Yeah, if he held that back 20 feet. Mm-hmm. He'd be more than doubling the size of the store, it appears.
So that'd be fine, like what you think.
Right.
So he could still do that without a variance.
But yeah, we didn't need the variance.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So still double it up.
Right.
Yeah.
I just wasn't convinced that it was necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, because refrigeration space is not, you know, 200% bigger than what you have.
Yeah.
And I think that I don't think there's a practical difficulty or hardship. Therefore, the situation is being created by the applicant.
Yeah, because he can still reduce the damage setback and still be
right
added on to what he had.
Yep.
I agree with that.
I would also.
I just didn't concur with that after looking at it myself. Okay, gentlemen, if there's no further discussion, and if everyone's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, because of the reasons that we discussed, it at least appears to me that the property has been developing in strict conformity and is operating in strict conformity in regard to having a grandfathering for the existing building. If you were, I don't think the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I think if they were asking for something less than that, it might be, but I don't think there's a hardship or exceptional practical difficulty. So I would make a motion that we deny case number 11,753.
Excuse me, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we deny case number 11,753. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Whitman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,753 is denied.